We get into our Wood County Hospital postgame show as the Falcons improve to 11-3 in the Mid-American Conference and stay tied for first with the Akron Zips, who will be here on Tuesday. Here to talk about yet another gut-wrenching win is head coach Michael Huger. And, Coach, today you guys did it the hard way again, but talk to me about what you discussed with your team at halftime. You were down 39-24 at the break. What was the talk at halftime about what you had to do differently?
The talk at halftime, we really just spoke about the defense, and that's what, you know, I didn't like the way we defended in the first half. They were able to get everything they wanted in the first half, and they made it a game. They made it tough. They came to play, and that's what it's about. And we were able to finish the game at the end, and, you know, it doesn't matter how much you win by, it's that you win. So hats off to our guys for doing that.
Clearly today you got a big game offensively from Trey Diggs. He hit 7 threes, and a lot of those were in the first half. Well, 4 of them were, Coach. In the first half offensively, other than Trey hitting threes, what was Ohio doing or what were you not doing in the first half that you struggled so much offensively?
We weren't playing any defense. When you don't play defense, of course, it's a struggle because they can set their defense every time, and now you got to go against a set defense. Once we were able to get stops in the second half, we were able to get out in transition and get some easy ones, and then that helps the flow of the game, and that was the difference in the first half. We definitely didn't do that, and so we struggled on the offensive end.
Well, speaking of defense, in the second half, you hold Ohio to 22 points, and specifically, Jason Preston really hurt you in the first half, got some clean looks from deep. In the second half, seemed like you did a better job denying him the basketball or at least making him work. Was that sort of the strategy all along to just keep grinding on him?
Yes, it definitely was. We wanted to see if we can wear him down. You know, he's very tough. He attacks you in multiple ways, and we just wanted to make it tough for him. And, you know, our guys were able to do that in the second half.
Well, at the end of the game, we've talked about this before. You're down, in this case, by 1, and you've got the ball. You had a timeout, but why use it, right? You got the man with the ball.
Yeah, he did a good job of recognizing what we had at the end and had a good play for him, had a good matchup for him, and we were able to capitalize on that matchup, and he made a tough shot. You know, he didn't have the best night shooting the ball, but, you know, I know he's tough mentally, and he'll be ready towards the end, and he did. He picked it up at the end, made some big free throws as well, and then he finished the game off.
Well, Dylan Fry back with you today, Coach, and nothing on the stat sheet would really jump out at you, but it seems that when he's in the game, the offense has a little more flow to it, a little more certainty. Talk about Dylan coming back and what it meant to the team today.
It felt good to have him back on the court. He knows the offense. He's a little rusty, and, you know, he got to knock some of that rust off. But I thought overall he played a really good game. Probably played him too many minutes coming back. And, you know, but, you know, he did a great job. So I'm very pleased with what he did today.
Now, Coach, every time somebody asks me about this team, I'm really at a loss to explain how they continue to do it this way. Mental toughness clearly is part of it, but I guess if you had to try and boil it down, what allows this team to consistently be able to come back and win games like this one today when they clearly were not at their best?
The biggest thing was the defense. We were able to get defensive stops, and that was the difference in the game. Once you can get stops, we were able to score. You feel more comfortable. You feel good about yourself, and that's what happened. And the stops was the key. So that was the biggest thing, was we had the ability to get those stops when we needed them at the end. We didn't give up. We pressed a little bit at the end and got them to turn it over. They missed the free throw, and we were able to capitalize.
Coach, final thing. That's another thing today. You turned it over at a pretty high rate early in the game. Later, you were sort of back to normal, not turning it over very often. What adjustment was made, if any? It was just a little more focus. How did you cut down on the turnovers?
We just stopped turning it over. That was it. We talked about it. Guys understood what type of turnovers it was. Not concentrating turnovers, you know, not making the right pass, not finishing a shot strong, letting it go off your leg. I mean, just the little things and just not being focused. And then once we got focused and locked in, we were able to stop turning the ball over. I think we had 8 or 9 at halftime. So we did a much better job in the second half.
Well, Coach, 11-3 in the MAC, tied for first place. So we'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us. The Falcons squeeze out yet another improbable win as they down Ohio 62-61 after trailing by 18 in the first half and 15 at halftime.